What up, bitch?
We're the Kool-Aid Men.
Wanna fuck?
Oh, yeah!
Hey. There are no walls left.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, but I thought this was supposed to be a fair contest. Remember? We all wanted to see which Kool-Aid Man reigned supreme.
It is.
Yeah. Last time I checked, no one is stopping you from being here.
Oh, yeah.
But what am I supposed to do? There's nowhere for me to burst out of. We destroyed this person's living room.
You could always just use the front door.
I can do that?
Oh, yeah.
I really don't think I can do that.
Yeah, it's not even extreme. Why don't you try skateboarding in?
No, that's your thing. I need something more unique.
Dude, it's fine. No one can see you anyway. You're the limited edition colorless Kool-Aid, remember?
What? We can totally still see.
Shh. It still matters. I change color when they add the special powder.
You mean drugs, man.
No. I'm talking about Instagram filters.
What?
I know. Oh, I'll give you a walk-in closet. Those are so trendy right now. It'll really make you simp me. Hold on a sec. Well, what do you think, bae? Is it Instagram-worthy?
It's just another hole in their house. Why would they care?
Nah, bro. Wasn't even very radical. You should have added a 360.
Oh, yeah!
I wasn't talking to any of you. I was talking to them.
Whatever. Now that we're all here, can we please get on with this? They can decide who they want to talk for themselves in a minute.
Oh, yeah!
Fine. It will hurry this process up.
I apologize for them. Sir, madam, okay, to be honest, we've already fucked twice and I still have no idea what gender you are.
Because we don't care.
Because gender is a construct that can't be assumed based on one's genitals.
Oh, yeah.
No, because we, as giant vats of syrupy liquid, cannot possibly understand basic human anatomy. We are ignorant.
Extremely ignorant!
Anyway, sir and or madam.
Dude, I'm gonna stop you right there. There could be more than two genders.
Extremely more!
You've already made that joke once. Are you done yet?
Why be done when you can be crazy? Crazy for Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Will you all shut up? As I was saying, sir, madam, I mean, human person, we couldn't help but notice that you've been developing quite the taste for Kool-Aid.
More like a taste for our cocks.
Well, they are.
Don't say extremely delicious.
Fine. They are an extreme explosion of action-packed flavor.
Oh, yeah.
And very much something that we know that you stan.
Stan?
It's a combination of stalker and fan.
Why would they need to stalk us? We routinely burst into their house.
Just to say, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No one says that anymore.
Whatever. Talk to the hand.
Somehow, I still think that this is better slang than stan or simp.
I don't care which terms we use. Say whatever you want. But please shut up long enough for me to explain to our guest what's going on.
I think that you mean, what's up?
No. No, I didn't. Please, sir. Madam.
Human.
Okay, human. We have a bit of a problem. You see, well, some time travel stuff went kind of weird, and all of us Kool-Aid men crossed universes.
It was totally whack.
Oh, yeah.
And not very socially responsible, given that there is a global pandemic.
We're made out of glass and corn syrup. We can't get sick, dude. We can't even spread the virus.
We should still try to set a good example and be socially conscious. It's important to our personal brand.
Our brand? Our brand is fun.
Our brand is Kool-Aid. That's all it ever needed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Our brand is knowing when to be quiet.
Dude, that is definitely not our brand.
Well, we can all find a new brand once we resolve this stupid problem. You see, human, the Kraft Corporation ran into a problem a few years ago. There were too many different versions of the Kool-Aid Man running around, so they put us all in separate universes to make the storylines make more sense.
Except the fans didn't actually care, and it wound up making less sense.
Well, they tried.
Yeah, but who the fuck cares about the lore for a soft drink mascot?
This person cares. That's why we're here.
We need you to pick which one of us you like the best, human.
We need to know. We've been arguing too much about who reigns supreme.
And we figured you would be the best person to ask since you've known us since Consent and the Kool-Aid, issue 1.
Oh, yeah!
Which may seem ridiculous, but we actually did have our own Marvel comic once.
It's true. Look it up.
Look it up after you tell us which Kool-Aid Man is the best in the entire multiverse.
And we mean for fucking, not for drinking.
Well, they could do that too.
Yeah, I want that bitch to drink all of me.
Well, they have to pick their Kool-Aid first. I'm not sure they can even tell us apart anymore.
How could they not tell us apart? I'm blue. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die.
Shut up. Nobody needs to be reminded that that song existed.
Whatever. The 90s were great, man.
If you want to try to sell that, fine. But I recommend that we each try to give them our pitch, and they can pick whichever one they like best.
Ha! Pitch. Get it? Like, pitcher.
Boo.
Whatever. Pfft. Puns are trending right now.
Well, I'll punish you if you don't stop.
Like you have the juice for it, Mr. Sugar-Free.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I prevent yeast infections.
As if they want your nasty junk.
Well, they gotta pick somebody, don't they? Don't you, bitch?
Then let's actually explain who we are.
I think that they figured out that we're the Kool-Aid Man.
Technically, Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Grammar is also trending right now.
Grammar is always trending.
Is explaining who we are trending?
No.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. You see, each of us was created in a different era of Kool-Aid advertising. I'm Earth One Kool-Aid Man. I'm the most traditional and typically best known Kool-Aid Man, packed with the traditional cherry flavor and a lover of amusing jingles.
You're also as boring as fuck. Listen, human. Please don't pick him. I really don't want to think that you're that vanilla.
Don't you mean cherry?
I certainly know how to pop one, if you know what I'm saying. But I think I already did that in Consent in the Kool-Aid Man issue 1. Remember, bitch?
Please, none of us need to be reminded of that. It's not Throwback Thursday.
What?
Don't ask. You don't want to know? Just put me out of my misery and say your pitch already.
Oh, yeah!
Wait, it's my turn? Yes. Hello, human. I'm 90s Earth 2 Kool-Aid Man, and I'm here to bring you back to when everything was extreme sports and Y2K. Bitch, I'm a totally unique special snowflake who's ready to show you a good time. And bonus, I'm a limited edition blue raspberry flavor because everything in the 90s was blue raspberry. I'm so blue for you, too. I just hope you don't give me blue balls, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait. Wouldn't your balls already be blue? If you even have balls. Do any of us have balls? Like, are they ever not blue?
They are because he's internally denied.
Yeah, at least I'm carcinogen free. Unlike you red fuckers.
Whatever. I'm invisible.
No, you're clear. Any idiot can still see an empty pitcher.
And none of us were invented until after that red dye was taken off the market.
Hey, I'm just saying that they would still be taking a chance.
Well, they should take a chance on me. What up, bitch? I'm Earth 3 Kool-Aid Man. I was popular in the 2000s when stuff started getting shitty and people started thinking that carbs were bad. I'm dark, blunt, and sugar-free, baby. I'm here to mock you and rock your world.
I don't know. I think that the bitch wants fun, not aspartame.
Hashtag wrecked!
Oh, I don't think so. I can more than show them a good aspartame.
Oh, dude, that was even worse than mine.
Hey, You're the one that said that puns were trending.
And I'm the one who says to knock it off and let Earth 4 Kool-Aid Man have their turn to impress them.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, how? He can only say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, why did you even bring him?
They said that they wanted to come.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because he said, oh, yeah? He's incapable of saying no to anything. Of course he wants to come.
Oh, yeah.
Might not be the only way he wants to come.
Oh, yeah.
Don't encourage them. Human, Earth 4 Kool-Aid Man became popular in a response to the brand minimalism that was popular after the 08 crisis. The marketing team thought it would be good to get back to basics, so they brought back more simplistic marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And he can only say, oh, yeah.
But they did choose to follow us here, and they do understand everything we say, so they're probably fine with this plan.
Oh, yeah.
And he probably really wants you to suck his cock.
Oh, yeah.
At least he's enthusiastic if you're into that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is weirding me out. So I'm gonna say my picture. I'm Earth 5 Kool-Aid Man, and I'm popular today. I try to keep up with the digital age and follow all the trends. Super passionate about social issues and hashtags. My liquid starts off clear and turns a mystery color when you add water or cum to it. Because surprise stuff is popular right now. Exciting, right?
More like desperate.
Oh my god, don't hate me because I'm an influencer.
I don't hate you because you're an influencer. I hate you because you're some 60-year-old executive's idea of what an influencer looks like.
Oh yeah.
Plus, the 90s did it better.
Yeah, like I really want to live in an era where I can't text anyone. Phone calls give me social anxiety, man.
They wouldn't if you actually tried them.
Why don't we try letting the bitch decide who they want instead? Come on, human, we've all said our piece.
You mean pitch. Like pitcher.
Pitcher, I guess. Anyway, the time has come. You must choose. Tell us who you most want to fuck.
Wait, you want all of us? Dude, that's so awesome!
Oh, yeah!
More like cop out.
Fine by me if you don't want your juice to spill. I've got plenty for them to drink.
Me too, baby. I can't wait for you to taste my blue raspberry.
Oh no, I'm not sitting out because the bitch is indecisive. If they want 5 flavors of Kool-Aid, then they're getting 5 flavors of Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah.
Wait, hold on. How is this supposed to work?
I think they have books about that.
No, like with 5 of us. Does the human even have enough, like, orifices?
I mean, we could always make more.
No, it's fine. I have a feeling that if we just talk vaguely about what we're doing and don't mention any body parts, things will somehow work out.
Sure, whatever. I see no reason to question that.
Yeah, let's go, bitch.
Oh, yeah!
Fine, this is how you want to play?
Yeah. Yeah, take my cock, bitch.
And mine in all its blue, icy goodness.
I'm still so sugar-free and safe and ready for you.
My colorless cock has never wanted you more. But it won't be colorless for long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, bitch. Fucking take us.
Let us give you our awesome Kool-Aid.
All 5 flavors.
Oh, yeah.
We want to taste every single fucking one.
Yeah, taste that sweet corn syrup.
Or aspartame.
Or everything.
Oh yeah.
It's time for our Kool-Aid to collide.
And I'm too close to care that pun was awful.
Come on, bitch. We need you.
Bitch, we're so close.
Oh yeah.
All of us.
And we all want to come at the same time.
Which is really unrealistic, but hey, we work in commercials.
So give us what we want.
Let us drown you in Kool-Aid.
Fuck. And get our sweet juice all over you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're all gonna give it to you.
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, me too.
No, dude, you're Kool-Aid Man number 3, man.
Kind of not important right now.
5, are you ready or not?
Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
4, you good, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then on the count of 5. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Close enough. 5.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. Yes.
Give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, bitch. You're amazing. We'll have to swing around this multiverse again sometime.